5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
My Frank Thring's getting a bit baboon-like.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Is it?
Yes.
You on heat?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour. Triple M.
I feel good.
In these crazy times, I'll tell you what I've done, Fat.
What have you done?
I've socially distanced 300 kilometres away from you. That's what I've done.
Where have you gone, Jim?
Especially after Saturday, as I say hello to you two rabbits. I know we're going to do this officially in just a second. Bill, as bad as he's ever broadcast, Saturday was his absolute worst.
All best.
Like Austin McCrabb, and then again a quiz we had to put an ad break into the middle of. And at the end of that, I said to myself, I cannot be anywhere near him. So I've moved down the coast as far away from him as I can.
Yep. You actually said, Jim, you cannot associate your name with me.
No, I can't anymore.
We're a team, Batman and Robin.
No, Bill.
Zig and Zag. And
I'll tell you what we've got today. I'm leaving you to flounder as you have been now for a very long time.
Yes.
I'll tell you what we've got. Very shortly, Damien Barrett's going to join us, talk about the AFL landscape and the big injection of money that's come in, much needed too. Jack Zeeble we're going to speak to. We think he's in Wodonga. He's isolating up there, but he's on his way back, so we'll speak to Zeebs. Also going to catch up with a young man doing year 12 just to hear about the challenges because their year's been turned into turmoil, all the young ladies and men who are trying to finish their schooling.
Yeah.
So that's to come, but hello to you, fat boy.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you. Monday, March 30. It's been a terrible March, but we'll get through it. Another couple of days to go. Maybe one.
Yes.
And also, Rapsy.
Scenes in Fern Tree Gully.
Oh, no.
Sean.
Scene. He's called him Scene. Oh, no. What are we doing?
What about Bill? Duck and Damo? They thought it was the funniest thing they've ever heard.
Oh, no. And then you tried to say you did it on purpose.
I did.
Oh.
How many do you reckon Sean's I've seen on this television screen in front of me?
Oh, my God.
I know a lot of Sean's. Sean Penn.
Do you?
Sean Connery. Dishes.
Yep.
Dishes, Sean. And Sean Simpson, old Narrowhead.
Oh, no, old Narrowhead.
Yeah. But I know that was a bit off-putting, but I'll tell you what, we're celebrating time we are right now, Jim.
What?
Time
what
to celebrate.
That sentence? What did any of that mean, Rabs?
Time to celebrate, no Jimmy boy. Because we don't do this often, but we're just blowing a bit of wind up ourselves here. Because last week, Jim, podcast downloads. Do you know what they are?
Yes.
They listen to our show. Podcast
Thank you, Bill.
Downloads that, over 100,000.
That is an excellent 100.
Oh, it's all happening.
So, Fat, are you saying last week with the podcast we brought up a Brayshaw?
No.
That's what they were known as.
A Don Bradman.
The Bradman. Yeah. Well, Bill, what does that mean? To people who don't know, what does that mean?
You've cut out, Jim. You've just cut out. I didn't hear that last. Rabsy, tell the people.
Basically, if you download any part of the podcast, all the numbers come to us, and we got 102,000.
102,000 people listened.
Yeah. Well, probably more listened on live. 102 listen to the audio on their smart speaker.
Why don't we just do a podcast instead of doing the show?
Bill, you've already stuffed it up hard enough as it is. I left you to do the negotiation. We went from 2 hours to one and moved from two to six. So please, don't say any more. Don't say another sentence.
Yeah, probably not. I'll tell you what, Jim. Tougher.
Fat.
What?
The sports rap?
Yeah.
All right.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Yes, here we are, All Sports Report, and I can tell you there's no sports. There is no live sports happening at the minute.
Not the Belarusian Premier League?
I missed that this week. But the racing was on. It's on today. It's Swanhill today. But it was
racing.
On horse racing, Bendigo and Rose Hill over the weekend. Two group ones. Very elegant one. Very nice horse there, Jimmy boy.
Right.
Just an update for all the people out there on the coronavirus.
What?
Coronavirus.
And there's tougher restrictions, Jim. Tougher restrictions.
Well, what are they?
Well, I'll give you four. Now, this is simple. Got to keep it simple, right? I'm going with KISS theory here. the only four reasons you can leave your house. This is it, right? Right. The only four
right,
reasons.
I'm writing them down.
Righto. There's only four that you can leave your house. And we've all got to do
what
this together. We're all in this together. Shopping.
Righto.
If you have to go out and you have to go shopping, one.
So you can still go to the supermarket.
Yes, but it, just don't right. go down and get a carton of milk. It's got to be, you know, once a week or twice a week. That's all.
Oh,
two. Medical care, if you have to, you know, you need some medicine or whatever you need. That's the second reason.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah. Right,
three, exercise, only in short periods. Short periods, and only two of you. Only you and me could go gym. Or
no, not, yes. I'm never exercising with you.
And the only other reason you can leave your house is for work or study.
Yes.
So that's it. So no other reasons why you should be leaving your house. And we're all in this together, Jim, so we've got to do it.
We're all in what?
This together. We are. I tell you who I'd like to be right now, Jimmy boy.
Go on.
The King of Thailand.
Why is that?
Well, he's one of the world's most controversial kings, Jim. And this is how he's going to keep himself busy during self-isolation. You know what he's going to do? Old King of Thailand. His name
What's his name?
Rama X. That's what he calls himself, Rama X.
Mm-hmm.
He is booked into a luxury hotel in Germany. For himself and 20 women.
Oh, no.
Himself and 20 women.
That's not socially distancing.
Mate, well, he's 67 too. He'd be taking a lot of Viagra, let me tell you. So 67-year-old is booked over in Germany there not sure if his fourth wife will be joining them in the lockdown gym. But that is unbelievable. The King of Thailand
booked
into Germany in a hotel for him and 20.
Why is he going to Germany?
I don't know if you can do it in Thailand.
Oh, right. I see.
Yes, I think. Yeah, so Germans are happy to have him over there and 20 of his...
Sounds like it.
Imagine that. Jim, how would you go? Breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Fat, is this still part of your sports rap?
Yeah, that's all part of it.
Seamless. Right. And anything else?
Seamless.
No, that's it. We'll go to demo.
That's
this song.
Oh,
what do you got for
God.
Us, Rabs?
Got a great song for
Rabs, I reckon there were three or four entries for the Idiot File just in that rap.
Yeah.
And that's from
controversial.
You.
Controversial.
Controversial.
Rama X, whoever that is.
That's the King of Thailand.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Fat, you just got to get better.
Seamless first quarter, Jim.
Damien Barrett, the best newsbreaker in football, joins us. Purple.
Jim, Bill. Different times, they continue to be different, don't they? We just don't know what lies ahead. And look, as we speak today, too, the AFL is yet to basically sign off on the financial package officially. So that could be happening in the next 24-48 hours. It'll give some form of clarity over going ahead. It's a straight loan. It'll be $600 million in totality or thereabouts. And it's going to have to be paid back.
So... Gil and Steve Hocking walk into the NAB bank, have a meeting with the manager, walk in and sit down with the manager of the NAB there at Docklands and say, mate, we want 600 mil.
When you put it in that way, Bill, these are big plays, aren't they? And it's all on Gil's head if it all goes belly up, isn't it? So, look, what it will be, it's not straight for the AFL. It will obviously go to the players. It will go to the clubs. It's a guarantee. It's an industry-wide guarantee. So, obviously, directors' rights and requirements under being directors of ASIC-listed companies all come into this. So, there's a lot on the line. The AFL wanted to get as much as they can. I believe it'll be closer to 600 mil when it's all played out than 500 mil. But again, Bill, it's got to be paid back. It's not money up front that can just be used however they see fit. And the danger is, as we know... As they all know, Jim, is that if we just don't get another game of footy this year, that $600 million will just go without blink.
My mind goes straight to when Bill was a slicker, the teller the bank down there in Geelong. Imagine Gil McLaughlin and Steve Hocking walking in and saying, we'd like $600 million. Fat sitting there giving it the cheesel.
I'd put him onto onto the manager, Jim. And, branch manager, John King at the time, and he would have gone through it, but... You need a guarantee, of course, and that would be Marvel Stadium, which I think they're valued at $1 billion. So there's their guarantee, Jim. So I think it can work. I'd just like to know what rate they'd get The interest rate they'd have to, which is pretty good.
You'd like
the
to get mates rates, wouldn't you? You're not nice to get nice mates rates on it. But.
Now, also, Damo, we're talking Sunday footy show. Very good yesterday. Of course, we've spoken about the rub, how good that was Saturday. But also, you were saying that some of the players are struggling that much at the minute and trying to find something to do, but also might be lining up at Centrelink.
Yeah, I've spoken to quite a few players over the last couple of weeks, Bill, and a captain of a club has said that that's exactly what his younger players will be doing, and they're entitled to it. Obviously, the first year and second year players are on base contracts, which can be nice numbers when you factor in matches played. But without matches played, and with an 80% or 70% cut that they're about to cop, it puts them into the bracket of being able to apply officially for these loans. And some, as we know, also Bill, are out actually seeking other employment as well during this time as well. It's going to be a real battle to get them back into the frame of mind to play footy when that happens. And as we keep saying, Bill, it's going to be beyond the May 31 timeframe that the AFL initially outlined.
So, Purple, tell us the stage three restrictions we understand are coming in from midnight tonight. What does that mean to an already beleaguered competition?
Yeah, it's probably the last part of what you just said there, Jim, is it's already beleaguered. As you revealed yourself on the weekend, North Melbourne Footy Club, for instance, has actually officially now shut its doors and turned off the lights, and that's all to save money. So, yeah, the restrictions from a Victorian government perspective about gatherings of no more than two people now, it doesn't get much. I don't know what stage four is going to be if we get to that stage. Yeah. So, yeah, from a club perspective, they've been prepared for this moment, I'd say probably 2, even 3 weeks ago. So they're ready for it, and they're probably as equipped as you can be from a business perspective to be dealing with this type of stage in the government's process.
Unbelievable, really, isn't it? Closing down clubs. Hey, also memberships, Damo. What's happening there? Obviously, people would have paid for their memberships. They're not going to go to the footy. What's going to happen with the memberships, do you think?
Yeah, Bill, I take the view pretty strongly on this one. If a person needs their money back, they have to get it back. Now, whether the club can actually do that, I don't know, because the clubs, again, don't make much profit. So how they get their money back, but I really hope people don't hold it against any individual that seeks a return of money on that front, because lives have been wrecked as a result of what's happened here. And if people feel they want to get their money back, well, I'd like to think they, A, could get their money back, and B, not be faced with any form of reprisal from fellow supporters or members. Look, each club is going to deal with it differently, Bill. So some clubs, in essence cases, ask for members to stay with them during this period. And obviously, if we do get a resumption in play, there will be a possibility that those members can enact the actual membership. So until we don't know, or until we know when the games are being resumed, I think it's actually in a holding pattern on that front anyway.
How many people out there would make it a donation, do you think, a membership, boys?
Well, I would suspect, Purple, what the clubs would look at doing is saying, okay, you haven't seen any footy, because even if we get back, the likelihood is there won't be any crowds. So I imagine, and I buy a family membership every year. I know you do, Purple, too. I reckon what they'll do is they'll say, righto, that rolls into 2021 if you elected to. So in other words, you can either make it a donation, or if you don't want to do that, then you can have that same level of membership for the next year. I'd think they'd do something like that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, look, that they would, but at the same time, that they're going to need to generate revenue in 2021, and if they don't, that they're not going to be able to pay off this $1,600 million loan as part of the AFL's financial rescue package. So they're just simply, Jim, on mathematics alone, going to need to have money come back in a fresh way going into next year. So it's not as easy as would have otherwise been the case.
All right, Purple, what about the Sunday footy show? If we're down to two, obviously Chompers is the host. Well, is it just a Chompers and Damo and old Fat gets the arse, or what happens?
What do we do there, Bill? What do we do there?
Well, it'll be me and probably Kane, I dare say, the Bill and Kane show. But do the world's changed in a week. We're talking to you, Jim, on Zoom. Damo on Skype. I just joined up on House Party and Pornhub last night. Like, fair dinkum, there's that many things going on now. It's unbelievable.
The way you're going, we're talking to you from the moon. Hey, Purple, great catching up with you. Thanks very much for jumping in.
Thanks, boys.
Got a man on the top if you can get a handball.
That man is Zeeble. Kicks off the ground. Zeeble's got it. The Kangaroos are back in front.
I'll tell you what we've got, Fat. is one of the competition's hard men and the captain of the North Melbourne Football Club, Jack Zeeble, joins us from Wodonga, if you don't mind. Yeah. Hello, Zeebs.
Hello, boys. How are we going?
How's life in
more
Wodonga?
More importantly, how are you going? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm not too bad. Obviously, the circumstances at the moment, I'd much rather be playing football and just finish round two, but the issue we all face at the moment is a little bit more challenging than that, so I find myself out in the country. Isolating, actually, which is it's a bit of a change.
Well, you wouldn't be able to play anyway, would you? Tell us about the knee and where that's at.
Yeah, so I sprained my medial ligament in round one, so I'll probably miss 6 to 8 weeks. From a selfish point of view, it's probably not bad timing considering the competition is on hiatus, but I've said in the past that I'd much rather the rounds be going because of what football brings to the country at this time than from a selfish point of view, missing a bit of football.
Yeah, you're going to miss 7 weeks and be ready for round two, which is unbelievable. Hey, Jackie boy, where are you in Wodonga? On the farm? You're in town? You're living with mum and dad? What are you doing?
Yeah, my old man's got a farm just out of town in a place called Sandy Creek.
Yep.
So it's about 25 minutes from just out of Wodonga. I think it's southeast of Wodonga towards the coast. So it's not a bad little spot out there, mate. There's not too many neighbours, so it's pretty easy to isolate, which is nice.
Hey, Zeebs, talking about that, I mean, we're going to ask you all the questions about North and the AFL players and all the rest of it, but this whole thing must be impacting country footy and country areas because the footy clubs in the winter run the country towns. It's a hub for everyone to get around and get their release on the weekend. So the absence of country footy must be really felt.
Oh, it's huge, mate. Jab, as you know, in the country towns, it is the livelihood of every little country town. When you drive through it, you sort of each town's got their team, and unfortunately now they're a bit in the same boat as everyone else. There's no games going ahead, so there's a few people that are a bit lost at the moment. On a Friday night, not watching the footy, and on a Saturday, not driving half an hour to play the opposition. So everyone feels it in their own way, but I think there is more important issues at hand, and I think that's to get everyone healthy and keep everyone healthy for as long as we possibly can.
Spot on, and isolate like you're doing, mate. Hey, Arden Street, has it officially closed down? The door's shut and the lights have been turned out, is that right?
Yes, it has. I think that was last week, to be honest. We went in, I think after we played Sunday, we went in on Monday to get some fitness equipment. The club made everything they had available for the boys to take home because, as we all know, you can't currently go and visit a public gym. So a lot of our guys have gone back to where they're from, whether that be interstate or country Victoria or even in the Melbourne outer suburbs, have gone back home to be with their families and stuff. And we can't hit the gym, so we've got to sort of make do with what we've got at home.
So, Zeebs, tell me this. When it was clear that this was coming in, there was no more footy, May 31 at the earliest. What were the instructions from Brady Rawlings, I presume, the head of footy, or Reece Shaw? What have you been told to do in the next 4 weeks?
Yeah, so we've those guys have done a mountain of work in pretty much unforeseen circumstances, and I'm sure all clubs would be the same, but they've done a mountain of work to put together a program for the next 4 weeks for each player. That encompasses, obviously, physical preparation. I think the AFL meets again in a month's time to decide whether the season goes ahead or not. And, as players, we have to be ready for that and be prepared to go and play pretty much straight away as soon as the competition gets a green light. So last week the boys had a bit of a deload week after obviously going through a fair bit of pre-season and playing a couple of practice matches in round one. So a bit of a deload week last week, and I think training will start ramping up from this week until the date where we get past clear to play, and then we should hit the ground running. So there's a fair bit happening in this month, although we're all self-isolating, I'm sure every footballer in the country will still be doing a fair bit of work.
All right, so we heard from Phil Davis on the Saturday Rub, obviously the Vice President of the AFLPA, talking about the fact that you will be given a month. Once they know when the season can start, you'll track back from there for a month, and that's when you'll come back together, all the clubs, and do, I guess, a mini pre-season to prepare for that. Is a month enough?
I think so, because of what we've done so far, JB. We've done quite a bit of work up to this point, and it's really is unfortunate timing. The AFL season had to start right in the middle of what's happening, but I mean, you can't really control that, so you can't change much of it. But the boys have done a massive amount of work, and there'll be a fair bit of maintenance going on over the next little bit. So by the time you get back to your clubs and you do have that month back of training, I think that's going to be plenty for players to be cheered up. I'll give you the hot tip. All the players around the country right now have done a hard pre-season and they can't wait to get back playing.
Yep, indeed. Hey, mate, in the Herald Sun today, Jimmy Boy and Jack, the top 20 roos of modern era, right, from about 1987. I'm going to read them out, Jim. Yep. A couple of surprises here I reckon you'll get. Number one, of course, Fluffy Duck, Wayne Carey. Number two, Boomer Harvey. Number three, Anthony Stevens. Number four, Corey McKernan. And number five, Glenn Archer.
Right.
What are you, Jim?
20 years. I'm just trying to think. Where does that get back to the start of this? Just after the glory.
It's actually
just
back,
after the,
back to 1987.
Oh, 87. Sheepers. Well, then you're starting 90s. To get into, yeah, bloody hell. Well, these are subjective things. I can't believe Zeebs wasn't included in there somewhere.
Wayne Swass
led magnificently from the front.
Swat at six, John Longmire at seven, Daniel Wells at eight, Ben Cunnington, old feathers. We've got to ask you about them, by the way. And Drew Petrie.
What's going on there, Zeebs?
Yeah, what's going on with the feathers?
Cunners is the main man for Advanced Air, maybe. The new campaign coming up. Done a bit of work with him, and he's come up a treat, actually. He looks a lot younger now with the new hairdo, so he's come up a treat.
Jeez, I saw him on Instagram rolling the hay bales down there at Warrnambool. He's a freak man. Now, speaking of Wodonga, geez, old Gaz, your old man would be sucking on some piss at the minute, too.
Yeah, he doesn't mind a slight cold beer. He actually works full-time in logistics at the moment, so unfortunately, while everyone around Australia is isolating, away from work, and some people unfortunately have lost their jobs. He's quite chat at work, so he hasn't got too much time to scratch himself, which is probably a good thing, because that stops him from drinking too many cans.
Well, he's had a big year. Of course, CFA, he volunteers there or works there and fighting the bushfires, and then this... But speaking of feathers too, my old mate Joshy Walker.
Plugs.
Walker. You got a couple there now.
Yeah, the hairline at the Kangas is starting off half back at the minute. So there's a few there that are a bit light on top, but I think Cunners leads the way in the regrowth department. We'll see if anyone else jumps on board.
Hey, Zeebs, thanks very much, mate. We know you got plenty on your mind at the minute, but we love hearing from the captains of the clubs as to what the AFL landscape looks like at the moment. Safe trip back from Wodonga, and can't wait to see you playing footy again.
Thanks, boys. Stay safe.
What we're doing here, Bill, is we're speaking to a young man who's doing year 12 at one of the local schools. We're going to protect his surname. His parents are great friends of ours.
Yes.
His name's Ben. He's in year 12. Ben, welcome to you.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're going beautifully. We want to speak to you because of all of the things that's happening at the moment, this is a massive disruption for people who are in year 12. You're doing your VCE. Is it still called VCE? Yeah.
Or matric?
Yeah, no, VCE.
VCE, fat. So you're having to homeschool. You don't know when you can actually get back to the school you go to. Just give us a bit of an insight into the challenges that you're facing trying to complete year 12.
Oh, I guess it's mainly motivation. It's quite hard at home to get the motivation when you haven't got your friends around, you haven't got the teacher's support.
So what do you have to do? You get sent homework or do you join a class? How's it all work?
It's set up like a school day in the sense that like lunch still happens at the same time, classes stop at the same time, but you join, depending on your class, you join on a WebEx call, which is just like a virtual conference call.
Yeah.
So your teacher will just like, they can put like what they're seeing in front of them and you can go through working class.
But Benny, this is the most important year of your school life. What you achieve at the end of this year could set the rest of your life up by way of entry into universities and things like that. So how does that work? Like, will they grade the marks back or even grade them up so that, you know, they compensate for what you've all had to go through?
But yeah, no one really knows because VGA, who's like the governing body, they haven't really made a call yet. But I think we do this, every person who does VCE does this thing called the GAP, which is just a standardized test that just is like, and I guess in a way, like an IQ test that everyone has to do. And I think that this year will have a huge impact on your score.
But also, you know, if you play footy or cricket, you know, the first 18 or the first 11, all of that's really important for you, you know, enjoying your final year. So that's all shut down as well, Ben.
Well, yeah, see, I'm not a terribly sporty person. So for me, it's not huge in that category. But there's so many boys who are like, I guess, looking to get drafted and all of that, who've lost that opportunity. So that's obviously devastating for them.
How are you staying connected with your friends? What are you doing? Social media?
It's all just social media, Snapchat, Messenger, Instagram. That's really it.
Zoom, house party?
Yeah, no, my year level hasn't gotten to house party, I think. Oh. But I think Mum's always on it.
Yeah, she would be. What about this, Jim? I got a message from his mother, who we all know and love, and she asked me, could I get a message from Charlotte, you know, off Geordie Shore? Potty mouth one. And Ben loves her. Ben loves her. So I had to give her this, do this message for her. And you loved it, apparently, from Charlotte, from Geordie Shore, Benny.
She's one of my favourites. I was smitten.
Oh, fair to compete.
As we let you go, when do you think school's going to come? But when do you think you're going to be able to walk back into the four walls of your school, mate?
Optimistically, midway through term two, but honestly, I'm sceptical if we'll make it to term two.
So homeschooling from now on?
Yeah, I guess that's just the reality now.
Well, tucked away in your room looking at a computer bill means a whole new thing these days.
It does indeed. I'd get off that. I'd clear your history, Ben.
Hey, Benny, thanks for joining us, mate. Good luck with a big year ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, Fat. Yeah. Just on that, there is, like, I was no great student.
No.
Like, I passed, but not by much. There is no way, if I sat at home, I would have done a second of homework. No way.
I went to boarding school, Jim, and I didn't do any, let me tell you.
Right.
I did nothing. And I wouldn't have the motivation to do it at night, no doubt.
No.
But
no.
We're telling our kids
to, I think
too,
it's amazing. But I know. It's amazing what these kids are doing, because if I put myself into their shoes in year 12 when I used to just stuff ass around and do bugger all, if you had to homeschool, Fat, it would have been the end of the penny section.
Whatever that means, yeah. Oh, it's been a good show, Jimmy boy.
Oh, Bill, please. Betty Clemenko joins us tomorrow. What about Bet?
Who's Betty?
She loves a dart. She loves a dart. She owns Erebus Racing Team, of course, which our man Davey Reynolds drives for, and is one of the great characters of the V8 supercar setup.
Oh, she is. So looking forward to that. Who else we got on?
Penny Stratton, captain of Hawthorn. We've had Jack Siebel today, captain of the Kangaroo. We go straight to the very top, Bill, when we get our footy guests. So Ben Stratton joins us tomorrow as well. But now, any danger of you basically making me, Rabs, or anyone else on the planet laugh?
Well, I've done it for the last week.
With a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Oh, we've seen and everything else. Now, Jimmy boy, have a listen up here. It's a very funny joke. You'll love it. A woman and baby are in the doctor's surgery. The doc is concerned about the baby's weight. Is he bottle-fed or breastfed? The woman replies, breastfed. The doctor gets her to strip down to her waist so he can examine her boobs. He has a good look and just sizes them up just to make sure. And the doctor says, no wonder the baby is underweight. You have no milk. The woman replies, I know. I'm his grandma, but I'm glad I come in.
Come on, Fat. Oh, no. Come on.
It was the granny, Jim.
Jim. I'm his grandma.
I'm his grandma, but I'm glad I come in.
Oh, come on, Fat.
Oh, I've done it again.
Oh, no.
Oh, Bill, you're on fire.
Somebody stop.
Just a bit lower, those ones, Bill. Come
on, Bill. Poor old granny.
Oh, come on, Gran. Oh,
come on. Where's the milk?
Put him away.
St. Connery.
Yeah. Odysseus.
Oh, no.
Ah, the king of Geelong.